We have five possible psychological responses to a violent threat. We have flight, fight, freeze, posture, submit. I like flight. That's why I put it as number one. You know, you'll hear it's fight or flight response. I like flight or fight response because flight should be number one. Feet don't fail me now. Get me the hell out of here. I want to get home. I don't want to have to trade bullets with somebody. Now, especially if I'm out with my grandson, Thomas, I don't want to trade bullets with anybody. My first priority is to protect him and get him out of the situation. So, again, flight is a great, great response. Get him out of here. Get me out of here and take off. Fight is going to be my second response because I don't want to freeze, I don't want to posture, and I certainly don't want to submit.
Let's talk about submitting for a second. Let's talk about first where it comes from. If you own a business and you have a cashier, and that cashier does not have a weapon and does not know how to fight, and all of a sudden somebody who's bigger, stronger, meaner comes in with a weapon and demands the money, you're probably going to tell your cashier just to hand it over because they have no business getting in a fight if they don't know how to fight. And that's where that comes from. The problem I have with this is people take it to heart and they think that they should always just submit. And the reason that drives me nuts, at the end of the day, there's no way to sugarcoat it. It's laziness. If that's your plan, that you're just going to give in and do whatever the bad guy says, then what that means is you never have to take your own safety and be accountable for it. You never have to train. You never have to join a gym and learn how to fight. You never have to go to the range and learn how to shoot. You never have to do anything but your default plan of giving the bad guy what they want. The problem now is, what if they want something you can't afford to lose? You might say, well, I'll just give up my car keys if they want them. There's no reason to fight over my car. What if your child's buckled in the back seat? What are you going to do then if you don't have a plan, don't know how to fight, don't have a weapon, don't have any idea of how you would handle that? Are you going to make it up as you go? This is where a proper mindset once again comes in. This is also where good training once again comes in. If every time you go to the gym, you practice and you train, if every time you go to the shooting range, you practice and you train, if all the time, every year, you can try to find a way to train with somebody new who's a competent instructor and build new skills. If the day comes where you choose to fight back, notice how I said choose, meaning you have choices now, you should be okay. You probably, with good training, will make the right decision in that bad scenario and hopefully survive. But if you don't have any training and you don't know how to fight and you're forced into a bad situation like that, it's very easy to make a bad decision. It's very easy to get yourself hurt or killed. I'm not saying that if you get attacked, you have to fight to the death. So don't hear that. But what I am saying is if somebody's trying to take something that you can't afford to lose, you do need to know how to fight. And if submitting is your only option, you're going to be in a really bad situation.